Time for another library show here on Q92 with Lydia Rebine from the Madison Public Library with news from the Madison Library, the Canby Library, and the Dawson Library. Right, Lydia?
That's right, and we've got a ton of stuff going on.
All right, we're not going to beat around the bush. Let's get right to it, then.
We probably should. We'll run out of time otherwise.
All right, go ahead.
I guess first and foremost would be our sign painting craft that we have coming up in September, where people can sign up and paint a welcome sign of they're choosing for design. Those are getting pretty full, those classes in Madison, Dawson, and Canby. But even in the cases where they are full, you can still get your name on the waiting list because people do drop out. One caveat to that, though, is that because each sign is custom cut, depending on the design you choose, there is a deadline for each class. So to register for the Madison class, the deadline is August 26th. To register for the Dawson class, the deadline is September 1st. And to register for the Canby class, the deadline is September 8th. The classes themselves will be on Tuesday, September 13th in Madison, Tuesday, September 20th in Dawson, and Tuesday, September 27th in Canby, all at 6:30. And if you need to get a hold of the library, you can call us at 320-598-7938, extension 1 for Madison, 507-223-5738 for Canby, or 320-769-2069 for Dawson. And again, that's to get your name on the list for that sign painting craft. Also in Madison, this Thursday, August 25th at 6:30, horticultural expert Mike Cagley of Dawson is going to be at the Madison Library to answer gardening and plant-related questions. This time he's also going to be discussing preparing your entries for a fair. So, for instance, if you are thinking of entering plants or vegetables or fruit into the Lacaparo County Fair, which will be coming up here very soon, this would be a great thing to stop by, get some tips and some advice, because he is an expert on that. So again, that's this Thursday, August 25th at 6:30. You don't have to pre-register, but if you can give us a call and let us know you're coming just so he knows how many people to prepare for, that would be great. But if you can't and you decide at the last minute to walk in, that's fine too. Moving on to some crafts, starting August 29th, which is a Monday, all three libraries will have a scarecrow take and make kit available, a very cute little scarecrow for fall that sits on a shelf with the dangly legs. That is for ages 15 through adult. We also have a few take and make kits left, I think, at all of the libraries for kinetic sand for kids, which is the sand that sticks together and you can mold kind of like a Play-Doh. Very fun. So you can stop by and grab those. And then we have a number of author visits coming up over the next couple of months. So in September, E.M. Fuller of Montevideo, who is a writer of mystery novels, will be at our libraries. Fuller will be at the Madison Library on Thursday, September 8th. In Canby on Thursday, September 15th, and in Dawson on Thursday, September 22nd, all at 6:30 p.m. Then in October, another local author, Katie Stearns, who writes romance novels, will be at the libraries. She'll be in Canby on October 10th. I've still got August on the brain, but she will be in Canby on Monday, October 10th, in Dawson on Monday, October 17th, and in Dawson, let's see, beg pardon, I think I wrote that down twice, and in Canby on Monday, October 24th. That's it. So Madison the 10th, Dawson the 17th, Canby the 24th. And again, all of those will be at 6:30 p.m. Summer reading program. The program itself for activities is wrapped up, but kids still have a chance through the end of the month to earn summer reading badges and then enter their name for the grand prize, which will be a $35 gift card for Minnesota State Parks. And we'll hold a drawing for that at each library on September 1st. We also have book clubs that meet monthly. Dawson's and Cambie's meet on the first Tuesday of the month, with Cambie's at 10:30 in the morning and Dawson's at 6:30 in the evening. Madison's, meanwhile, meets the second Tuesday of the month at 7:15 p.m. And then, last but not least, just a reminder that if your child does not have a library card, with school just around the corner, now's a great time to do that. Not only are they getting access to mini books, audiobooks, movies, but they also get access to a lot of electronic resources. One of those is BrainFuse Help Now, which is a free online tutoring service for grades K through 12. There's ELM, the Electronic Library for Minnesota, which has an access to magazines, journals, newspapers, encyclopedia articles, media, all kinds of things that can be very helpful to high school age students. And then for the little kids, they can also access Tumble Books Library, which features animated picture books. And you can find all of those links at pioneerland.lib.mn.us, and those will be on the resources listed on the left-hand menu on the website. So now is a great time to get them signed up for that card if they don't have one already.
All right. There's a lot of activities there.
Yes. Busy, busy, busy. And we'll continue adding more. So if you're not following our Facebook pages, definitely do that to keep up to date on what we're up to.
That's right. All right, so it's time to find out what the staff is reading, I suppose, huh?
Yes, we've got a big, varied list, as always. I have been reading Bad City, Peril and Power in the City of Angels by Paul Pringle. On a cool, overcast afternoon in April 2016, a salacious tip arrived at the LA Times that reporter Paul Pringle thought should have taken at most a few weeks to check out. A drug overdose at a fancy hotel involving one of the University of Southern California's shiniest stars, Dr. Carmen Pulfitio, the head of the prestigious medical school. Pringle, who'd long done battle with USC and its almost impenetrable culture of silence, knew reporting the story wouldn't be a walk in the park. USC is one of the biggest employers in LA, and it casts a long shadow. But what he couldn't have foreseen was that the tip would lead to the unveiling of not one major scandal at USC, but two, wrapped in a web of crimes and cover-ups. Deb has been reading Robert Ludlum's The Bourne Sacrifice, Jason Bourne, Book 3 by Brian Freeman. Abby Laurent is an investigative reporter. The last time she worked with Jason Bourne, she almost lost her life. But now she's deep into the biggest story of her career. If she can prove her case, she'll rock governments from D.C. to Europe. Obviously, with that much on the line, there are a lot of people who are willing to take her off the board. She has only one option, find Bourne and convince him to help her. Karen has been reading The Lost and Found Bookshop, Bella Vista Chronicles, Book 3 by Susan Wiggs. In the wake of a shocking tragedy, Natalie Harper inherits her mother's charming but financially strapped bookshop in San Francisco. She also becomes caretaker for her ailing grandfather, Andrew, her only living relative, not counting her scoundrel father. But the gruff, deeply kind Andrew has begun displaying signs of decline. Natalie thinks it's best to move him to an assisted living facility to ensure the care he needs. To pay for it, she plans to close the bookstore and sell the derelict but valuable building. There's only one problem. Grandpa Andrew owns the building and refuses to sell. After she moves into the small studio apartment above the shop, Natalie carries out her grandfather's request and hires contractor Peach Gallagher to do the necessary and ongoing repairs. His young daughter, Dorothy, also becomes a regular at the store, and she and Natalie begin reading together while Peach works. To Natalie's surprise, her sorrow begins to dissipate as her life becomes an unexpected journey of new connections, discoveries, and revelations, from unearthing hidden artifacts in the bookshop's walls to discovering the truth about her family, her future, and her own heart. Alice has been reading Yellow Moon Road, Sisterhood, Book 33 by Fern Michaels. Maggie Spritzer's nose for a story doesn't just make her a top-notch newspaper editor. It also tells her when to go the extra mile for a friend. When she gets a strange message from her journalism pal, Gabby Richardson, Maggie knows her services are needed. Gabby has become involved with The Haven, a commune that promises to guide its members towards a more spiritually fulfilling life. But Gabby's enthusiasm has turned to distrust ever since she was refused permission to leave the compound to visit her sick mother. Maggie wants to learn more about the Haven, and the Sisterhood is eager to help. It turns out the Haven's founders are the sons of a disgraced Chicago businessman in prison for running a Ponzi scheme. They also have connections to a Miami billionaire with dubious sidelines. Soon, the Sisterhood gang embarks on a search and uncovers a web of crime that runs deeper and higher than they ever imagined. And Naomi is reading The Fate of Mercy Albin, Windy Webb, by Windy Webb. Grace Albin has spent 20 years away from her childhood home, the stately Albin House, for reasons she would rather forget. But when her mother's unexpected death brings Grace and her teenage daughter home, she finds more haunting the halls and passageways of Albin House than her own personal demons. Long-buried family secrets, a packet of old love letters, and a lost manuscript plunge Grace into a decades-old mystery about a scandalous party at the Albin House when a world-famous author took his own life and Grace's aunt disappeared without a trace. So that's what we're reading at the library. Just a little bit of everything, as always.
Yeah, as always. Always a lot of different variety there, Lydia.
Yes, everybody with many different tastes.
Yes, right. All right, you mentioned if you want to know what's going on at the Madison, Cambie, and Dawson Library, you have a Facebook page. There's a website. Tell us about that again and where you're located here in Madison.
Yeah, absolutely. So our Facebook pages are Madison Public Library MN, Cambie Public Library MN, and Dawson Public Library MN. As for where you can find the Madison Library, we are on Main Street in Madison, towards the north end of the business district on the west side of the road. So you can't miss us, right across from City Hall.
That's right. All right, Lydia, thanks for coming in again.
Oh, always great to come in and visit, Paul.
Yep. And, you know, in a couple months, you'll be walking over with a heavy coat on down the alley.
I think in a couple of months, I'll be driving over.
Well, enjoy your walk back to the library.
I will.
Lydia Rebine with the Madison information on Madison, Cambie, and Dawson libraries.